What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Progressive Gentleman Podcast. As always, we're your hosts. I'm Dan.
I'm Matt.
And thanks for taking the time to nerd out about music with us. We're bringing back a favorite, of ours, I think a favorite of yours, everyone in the audience listening, and that is the Hidden Gems. We, you know, if you're not familiar, we basically have, you know, we listen to a lot of music, and every once in a while we stumble upon a band that we feel like deserves a lot more recognition. And so we like to use the limited platform that we have to kind of prop those bands up a little bit, talk about them, give some comparisons. That way, you know whether or not this is something that you might be interested in checking out, which, I mean, obviously we recommend checking out all of them, but
yeah, but we understand that not every genre is for every person. So we kind of try and give some comparison bands to like, let you know if you're a fan of this band, you might also like this other one. Check them out.
For sure. And I mean, it's a cool thing, you know, for us, because we get to discover a lot of new music this way as well. And, you know, we're always looking to listen to new things, and we kind of figure that our audience probably is as well. So that's why we like to do this type of episode and give you guys some new music to listen to.
Yeah. And, I guess we'll start off with the first band here, Divided by Design. They are a progressive metal duo from the UK. Their inspirations seem like they're very like Dream Theater, Periphery, Animals as Leaders, like some different mix of flavors in there.
For sure. I feel like a lot of, they're instrumental, so like you get a lot of I feel like a lot of instrumental prog outlets are very, you know, you can throw them into that Dream Theater category. I feel like that's where definitely a lot of bands kind of pull a lot of inspiration. But I actually get a lot of like Pliny, Jacob Zytecki, David Maximisi, like modern kind of progressive metal rock, whatever you want to call them, instrumental, almost border, like composers more than like, you know, from a musician standpoint, composition standpoint, that's kind of the vibes that I get a lot, because there's a lot of like jazzy, funky stuff going on in their music.
Yeah, I definitely agree that those are good comparisons. There's a lot of different sounds that they put together, I think. So it's like hard to pinpoint one like really specific example. It's kind of like a fusion of all of those things. Like they just, it seems like they're similar to us, where they've just got a wide net of music that they enjoy, and they decided to like fuse it all into one just like crazy ensemble of good sound.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they have one full-length record, which dropped last year, called Irretraceable Steps. That's a fantastic record. But kind of putting the focus on, so they've released three new tracks, which is, I think, is going to be part of a full release. And we might have the details on that as well. But you actually drew a comparison earlier today when we were talking about them that I didn't pick up until you pointed it out to me. And that's a band called Others by No One, which we've talked about them before. And I was like, I don't know where you're getting that from. And then you on the, what is it called? Deconstruct, I believe, is the track.
Yeah, I think it's the third, like song three off of the upcoming EP.
Yes. And I scrolled through that a little bit. I've listened to the song, and very much so. I mean, there's vocals that happen in this track that I was shocked it wasn't Max from Others by No One. Like I honestly had to look to verify
the band member names. Yeah,
that they didn't have a vocal credit to Max from Others by No One. So shout out to Others by No One. It's another great band. I think we did a Hidden Gems. I think they were in a,
at the very least, we've definitely talked about them. I remember doing that, but maybe it was also Hidden Gems too.
I think it was, but Max is a fantastic musician as well. So it was crazy that the vocal on that song, I was like, wow, this might be Max. So if you like Others by No One, I think a comp that we gave to them was like, who do we compare them to?
They're
tough.
Yeah, they're it's like
progressive music is tough. Native Construct, probably.
Yeah, Native Construct. That was what I was thinking too. But then that's another band that's like also like fairly obscure. So it's like I don't know that it helps. BT
Bam ish stuff, Devin Townsend esque stuff. I wouldn't say Divided by Design does a lot of these things, but anyways, they reminded me a little bit of Others by No One.
I do now that you say Devin Townsend, I do get a little bit of Devin Townsend in, from their stuff too.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that for sure.
Like the higher register vocals with like the heavier instrumentation, like similar, not exact, like one to one, but like you'd probably be a fan of them if you're a fan of Devin Townsend, I would say.
We're saying Others by No One, correct?
Well, I mean both bands.
And Divided by Design. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, for sorry. Sure. We got second degree tangent. We
started there. Jumping down the rabbit holes. But anyways, these guys, you know, they're top tier musicians from an instrumental standpoint. Most of the stuff seems to be instrumental that I've checked out. And
yeah, it does seem there are a couple tracks that have vocals, but it does seem the majority is instrumental.
And they actually have a new 4-track record. It's a concept album. It's going to be called The Fear of Being Forgotten, and it actually drops soon, February 10th. 3 of the tracks are already streaming now. All 3 are great. And like we were saying, track 3, Deconstruct, Others by No One Vibes, a very, very cool track. I think Construct is probably my favorite that I've listened to thus far from them. But overall, just a crazy progressive band here, which is what we like to find and discover whenever we do this kind of stuff. Couldn't recommend them enough. I think I really think this new record is going to be great. It's looking like it's probably going to clock in around 30 minutes just by, you know, what's already released. So very digestible record, almost like EP size, but
yeah, like sort of long EP, short LP.
But yeah, everything I've listened to from these guys has been great. And again, that's Divided by Design. Progressive metal duo from the UK. New record dropping February 10th, The Fear of Being Forgotten. Definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Moving on to another band. And I really want to know if this band got their name from a Human Abstract song.
I was wondering the same thing, too.
I don't know if they did. I feel like, you know, I feel like it's possible. The band name is Crossing the Rubicon. Great Human Abstract song. But they are an instrumental prog metal band, with a lot of saxophone in it. I love it, dude.
Yeah. Some de-jazz.
Some de-jazz. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's tough. Like other bands that I've listened to with sax, in the prog, have you ever heard of a band called Intronaut?
Yes, I have.
So a little bit of Intronaut vibes, and actually that just popped into my head. I didn't even have that one written down, but also one that we did talk about, Rivers of Nile does a lot of saxophone stuff. I feel like the instrumental that includes sax on the Rivers of Nile records is very comparable to what Crossing the Rubicon does. But they also have sort of not as heavy moments that make me think of like intervals.
Yeah, they definitely like crest into like the heavier part, but I'd say overall they're more like kind of in the intervals camp, where it's like it sort of has like a prettier sound to it, like
brighter tones.
Yeah, it's not going
like Aaron Marshall. Yeah, what Aaron Marshall does.
Yeah, the much more like clean tone. Yeah, yeah,
his guitar tone's like one of my favorite of all like modern prog musicians. He has a song, or they have a song, Intervals has a song called Dose that has saxophone kind of come in at the end there. I think that's a good comp for kind of what these guys do as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. It's probably more apt than the Rivers of Nile one, but I definitely do like get some of that at times, like when they get into the heavier parts. But
yeah, there are moments where honestly I feel like I'm listening to sort of like a Rivers of Nile like interlude type track almost, you know, it's heavy and the sax is going and I'm just like, okay, I could see that. But, those were the two big ones that popped into my head was, Rivers of Nile. And then just because of that song Dose having sax in it, I was just like, oh, that kind of sounds like that type, you know, intervals in that vein, but also just overall, guitar tone and everything like that gives me, you know, Aaron Marshall intervals vibes.
Yeah, definitely. I think and they've actually got like a pretty big selection of stuff to check out as well. They've got the most recently they had an EP called Awaken that came out in 2022. I want to say it was like 5 tracks or maybe 4. There were, it's 5 tracks and, it looks like I actually didn't get to listen to the whole, EP, but there are 2 tracks at the end, the ones that I didn't get to were they look like they might be like remixes or I guess. Yeah. 'Cause they're the same track names. So they're like remixes. So it's like a 3 track EP with like 2 remixes. And The Sun Also Rises on that EP is an awesome song. I mean, they're all very good, but that one in particular was my favorite.
That EP was cool overall. They have that full length record too called Matter, dropped in like 2018.
Yeah, that one's, I listened to the majority of that album and that one is fantastic.
Yeah, that record's really good. I think the standout track for me is Vesuvius. I think that sort of fully encompasses exactly like the comps that we're saying. Like it gives you that Rivers of Nile slight vibe whenever it's in the heavier parts, but like for the most part I get like intervals Aaron Marshall. Like I could be intervals, I feel like, at times. And yeah, it's very well written. Like all the music is fantastic. It's hard to decipher, you know, a band of this caliber from bands that I feel like get more recognition. You know what I mean? Like we've said that in the past, you know, we listen to bands and we're like, I don't understand why, you know, their listener count is as low as it is when you listen to bands that sound similar with, you know, like hundreds of thousands of monthly listeners or whatever. And it's like,
yeah. And like when you have a band that's production quality is like on par with those bands, but has like probably 1/100th of the budget.
Right. Exactly.
It's just like, these guys need more attention.
Yep. 100%. So I think these guys kind of fall into that camp. And hopefully they get the recognition that they deserve. I think, they have a new 6-track EP coming out. It's going to be called Eclipse. It looks like it's dropping like May, June timeframe. Is that right?
Yeah. Sometimes they were saying like that it'd probably be like late May, potentially into early June was kind of their time frame they were targeting.
Nice. Yeah. And they've verified that they're going to be keeping that saxophone, which that's, you know, I think that's just an awesome, anytime I hear sax in metal, it makes me happy. So I love that. It's kind of their thing. I mean, it's consistent throughout. It's not just something that just drops out of nowhere. And I think that that's cool as well.
Yeah, I think it's awesome that they're able to incorporate it into all of their music. And it's not just like, oh, we're just going to feature, like pick an instrument at random to feature onto this album to like give us some newness. It's like, that is their thing, is like having saxophone on it. But they did say that this upcoming album will be their heaviest yet. So that is exciting.
Nice. Bring a little less intervals, a little more, Intronaut and, Rivers of Nile.
Huh? Yeah. They also said they were going to explore some genres that they haven't thus far. So
that could be teased. It's interesting to say it's going to be the heaviest yet and then say that they're going to explore different genres.
I wonder if they're going like,
just a full black metal outfit now.
Black metal with saxophone.
Just corpse paint and
corpse paint and saxophones.
No,
I mean, honestly, like if they add some like blackened kind of elements to the stuff, like that could be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm not against it. I'm just intrigued kind of where they're going to jump into. I feel like so much of progressive metal now is sort of going more into like the synth, like the synth wave, like almost like 80s inspired.
Yeah, direction. I wonder if that's where they're trying, or if they're gonna, if they mean they're like, because they said heaviest yet, so I would think they'd be going the other way.
Right, that's kind of like, that's the interesting sort of, you know, heaviest yet, but new genres. I'm intrigued. I think it'll be cool no matter which direction they go in. Definitely looking forward to hearing that.
It's got me excited for that late May, early June time frame. I'll definitely be keeping an eye on that page and hitting the Spotify follow button.
Yep, I did that today, and when that does drop, we'll remind everybody too. We'll make sure we throw a post up on the page. So you know, but rather than wait, you know, and rely on us, what you guys should do is just go to Spotify, Apple Music, whatever, and follow Crossing the Rubicon. That's what you should do.
Just drop what you're doing. Just pull over to the side of the road and follow.
Right. That's what you should do instead of relying on us. But just in case you forget, we'll make sure to drop something whenever the new EP drops. So again, Crossing the Rubicon, new 6-track EP called Eclipse, releasing late May, early June. If you love some saxophone with your metal, this is the band for you. Definitely go check these guys out.
Absolutely.
Moving on to a band we're a little more familiar with, because they are local to us. Our boys from Pittsburgh, PA, we got Space Weather.
Yeah, Space Weather is, we actually had Nefel on a Hidden Gems previously, and the drummer from Nefel is in Space Weather. I honestly don't know, Jake? What's up, Jake, if you're listening? And then... I actually wasn't sure, and like I'm still not entirely sure about like the lineup of Haven State, which I know we've mentioned previously. We might have also done Hidden Gems, but yes, we did. Their guitarists are also in Space Weather, which I did not know.
I honestly don't think I knew that either.
It was because I was like, why do these guys look familiar? And then I was like, because I just saw them 20 minutes, like an hour ago, playing on this stage, and I was like,
well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I didn't realize they were all like intertwined like that, and I don't know if they just like subbed in. I'm not familiar enough with their lineup, honestly, to say, but they are
we need to get to the bottom of this. We're local here. We need to understand what's going on in the local scene a little bit better. We're gonna have to inquire. But shout out to Haven State, they're awesome as well. Shout out to Nefel, awesome as well. So check all these bands out, but
the one in particular we're going to talk about is Space Weather.
Today we're going to talk about Space Weather. So, how would you define them? Prog rock, prog metal, post prog. I don't like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're
we're just making up words.
I was going to say, with progressive music, it's so hard to put any band in a box. It's almost just easier to just say, do they scream? Yes. Progressive metal. No. Progressive rock. Like that's just almost that's almost how we handle things usually.
But the layman's way.
Where I would kind of sort of separate them is they fit into that like swan core, which we've referenced several times on this podcast. Just sort of that like Dance Gavin Dance derivative type of band, like bands that sound sort of similar to Dance Gavin Dance sort of gets categorized as quote unquote swan core. I could see them, they probably are considered that. I've not dug a whole lot into that, but I would say they're closer to like, you know, I wouldn't say they are a Dance Gavin Dance direct copy. They're similar more to a band like Idola or Royal Coda, which I guess you could say are also Dance Gavin Dance derivatives. But I mean, they sound, they, you know, instrumentally just as tight, just as, you know, sort of instrumentally sound as bands that we're naming here. So obviously if you're a Dance Gavin Dance fan or an Idola fan, I think Space Weather is definitely a band for you.
I got
to see them live.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how was that experience?
It was awesome. Yeah. It was a good show. I think the one thing was the venue seemed to like lower, like the vocals were sort of buried a little in the mix, and it was for every band. Well, I guess not Nefel, because they're instrumental, so you can't
Nefel's,
really bury
Nefel's vocals were dialed in. They were
yeah, they were perfect. Mwah, chef's kiss.
Spot on.
But
I hate that. I hate when that happens at like a, you know, just somehow that just the vocals get, I went and saw, it was, it's funny because where this happened to me, or not that it happened to me, like I was the one that, you know, they fucked up my vocals, but I went and saw, it was like Intervals was headlining and like Veil of Maya was on the bill, and the vocals for Veil of Maya were completely buried. I didn't hear it at all, which was a shame. That does suck when that happens. But overall, musically, how was everything?
Yeah, it was awesome. They all performed very well. Like they all had a good good stage presence. I mean, it was a very small venue. Like it's, I think it said the max occupancy is like 150, but it was like
Smiling Moose 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, it felt like that, but like it was like pretty, it had a pretty modern, like updated interior, I feel like. But
and this very, is in Southside too.
What was that?
It's in Southside, right?
Yeah, it was at Club Cafe was the name. I had never been there.
Literally
before,
nobody but... else knows what we're talking about.
Yeah. But yeah,
it was just for my own curiosity.
It was a small venue, and like the stage was basically just like a small riser. It wasn't like so much an actual stage. So it felt very like kind of close knit, like intimate show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, which was really cool. But they, I think because it was like a smaller venue, it was like harder for people to get like amped up, but I think people still did like a lot of like, kind of headbanging and like jumping up and down and like did that like clapping to the beat kind of stuff a couple times.
Nice.
To like, you know, they got the crowd engaged and stuff, and it was a fun show. It was cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, I am pissed that I didn't get to go. Just had sort of a series of unfortunate events happen to me throughout the day that just kind of
call you Lemony Snicket
kind of prevented me from being able to go. But yeah, I mean, overall, you know, these guys, you know, they don't have a whole lot of music, you know, available for your consumption at the moment, but I know they're working on some stuff. So hopefully they're going to have more soon, but they do have an EP it's a self-titled EP that has 5 tracks on it, and then I know they have like a single, and I also think they have a Montero cover.
Yeah, they do, and it's actually really good.
Yeah,
I listened to it on the way home from the show and I was like, oh man, this is really good. It's,
I was
cool
to say, and that song in general is a good track, and so yeah, the cover is spot on. It's really good. And then they also have a new single that dropped in 2021, which I guess isn't that new, but called Pyroclasm, which is also, I feel like, you know, like I said, all they have is a self-titled EP, and then they dropped that which came out in 18. They dropped a single in 21. Seeing sort of the jump that they made even from the EP to that single makes me excited for what they're working on now, because, I mean, it's noticeable. Like sort of just how they've progressed musically. And we do know, just based on looking at their Spotify, that they have a new song coming out on the 24th of February. So I'm pumped to hear that. I think, you know, I think these guys are probably, you know, one of the, what's the best way to put this? We have a lot of good local bands right now. I feel like we're fortunate. Like Haven State's really good, Nefel's really good. This is apparently a combination of those two bands. So I mean, it's kind of the best of both, and yeah, all three bands are great. I think these guys I think get a little bit more noticed, like I think they get noticed a little bit more on like Spotify because I've seen them included in like Dance Gavin Dance, like random playlists and stuff.
Yeah. I actually had a funky metalcore playlist that I got from, from Spotify because, I was searching for it and they actually, and Space Weather was on the list that like, that, you know, they like curated the playlist and threw them in there. So
right.
I feel like they're getting like into the algorithm, which is awesome. So, you know, people are able to,
yeah,
and discover
they,
them.
They actually have like almost 11,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, which is pretty, pretty solid comparatively to like, you know, some of these other local bands that we're talking about. But, and all of them deserve more recognition, hence why they've all been in.
Yeah. I think the problem is that like we have a lot of good like prog bands, but the Pittsburgh like prog scene overall is not that great. Like,
we're getting better. We're getting better.
I feel like we're getting worse. Bands really? Are coming here less. And
but like I've seen people in Philly bitching about the same stuff. Like, why are there no tours coming here? Like, I don't know. Maybe just
they come to Philly something. Every like that's every band I comes to Philly. They just need I literally to shut up.
Like I saw like there's I don't even remember what tour it was, but it was recent. This was like 2 weeks ago. Like some tour got announced and like people commented like, why is everybody skipping Philly? Why is Philly getting hated on? Like, and I feel that way about Pittsburgh. So maybe it's just like, I don't know. Maybe it's just everywhere.
Or I don't know. I feel like
Pennsylvania. I don't know.
I feel like the last three like tour announcements for bands is like the next closest area is either like we'd have to go to Philadelphia or we would go to like New York or to Cleveland and they like completely skip over Western PA.
Why does Cleveland get so much love? That's Ohio. Like
I feel kidding. Like Ohio has like a very big metal scene.
Honestly, most shows that I've been to in Cleveland have been pretty solid. But then I always just be like, well, it's just because everyone that, you know, you skipped over Pittsburgh. So everyone who was going to go to the Pittsburgh show went to Cleveland instead.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just because they don't visit Pittsburgh enough. So I feel like the Pittsburgh prog scene sucks that like people just don't show up for shows.
Yeah, but I mean, but from a music perspective, I mean, these guys, all these bands deserve to be, you know,
yeah, no, that's what I mean. It's like the bands are fantastic. It's just we don't have like the people don't show up to support them is the problem.
Yeah.
Is what I mean. Like the bands are fantastic.
So like people aren't showing up for the local shows. They're waiting for the bigger tours to come through. And
that's kind of what I feel like anyways.
There was a band from Pittsburgh, Save Us From The Archon, who I think was also fantastic. Think like, have you ever listened to them?
Yeah, because you've mentioned them to me a couple times, yeah. So I've listened to a couple tracks like you've recommended.
It's like if Crypto Dero was just instrumental, like they're just like, or like Carbot, like they're just, it's organized chaos, just extreme crazy instrumental prog metal. They got a tour with Intervals. So like I'm waiting for like, you know, the next Save Us From The Archon. Like and I think, you know, Space Weather could be that band, Nefel could be that band, Haven State
that'd
could
be sweet. That band.
Like Nefel probably closest in comp to Save Us From The Archon just because they're both instrumental prog outlets, but or outfits. But yeah, I don't know. Anyways, we're another tangent that just happens. But Space Weather, new single drop in February 24th. They got a self-titled EP out there. They got that Montero cover out there. Go check all this stuff out.
They've got some pretty sweet merch too. It's actually on their Spotify too. You can view it. So if you dig what they're doing, pick up some merch too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Support these guys any way you can. And hopefully catch them on tour at some point, because I think, you know, we're seeing the monthly listeners crawl up there. I think it's going to happen for these guys for sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised,
but let's go ahead and switch gears now to a slightly different style band here. There's some djent influence in both, I suppose, but I think this is more djent-y for sure.
Yeah.
A band called Age of Kronos. They are a prog metal or djent outfit from Colombia.
Yeah, and Kronos is spelled Kronos, because I know there's also the like CRO and CH stuff for Kronos. So
yeah, so Kronos for anyone looking these guys up. I get Meshuga vibes. I think especially from the instrumentals, maybe even like modern periphery instrumentals, you know, like the slightly less technical periphery. But then they also sort of jump into like almost heavier metalcore style, like almost August Burns Red-ish.
Yeah, I didn't until you mentioned it, I didn't really pick that up, but listening back through, I definitely do see some of that. I mean, I think ABR kind of straddles that progressive line quite a bit, so there's a lot of that. I think it crosses over into the other progressive metal bands. I got some, and this may be a deeper cut because they're not a prolific band, but one of the first probably djent bands that I had discovered through Spotify, Modern Day Babylon. Yeah. Kind of reminds me a bit of them, very, very chuggy, you know, just your very hardcore labeled djent.
I haven't listened to them in forever.
I haven't listened to them in a while either, but yeah.
Their artwork was very and that's another thing too, Age of Kronos, they have one record called Anathema. The artwork is very cool. That's one thing that I feel draws me in sometimes when I go shopping, my wife makes fun of me for this all the time. I'm a sucker for packaging. You give me some sleek, well-designed packaging. I don't even care what it is. I'm probably going to buy it or want to buy it until my wife tells me not to. So it's almost the same thing with music. You can draw me in with a good album cover, with good album art.
I feel because it's your first thing before you even start listening to the music, that it kind of almost, if they do it right, it paints an image in your head and gives you kind of a theme or a soundscape that you're prepared for.
First impression, is the name cool? Age of Kronos, pretty sweet name.
Yeah.
Is the artwork cool? Yes. So it's okay, I'm intrigued now. Let me go check out the music. So it's if the name is kind of dumb and the artwork is kind of just clip art or some shit, I'm probably not as interested, but
It's kind of,
and that's not
to
say that you can't have a stupid name and a shitty album cover and not make good music. I'm definitely not saying that, but I'm, if I'm looking at somebody that only has 10 monthly listeners, but it has sweet artwork, I'm probably going to be why aren't people listening to this? I need to go check this out.
Yeah. And I think it shows how serious a band is about their music, that they're investing to get cool artwork, and either they're commissioning the artwork or taking the
time to design that shit.
Whatever.
Some people are just multi-talented.
Yeah. Whatever way they're doing it is they put time and effort to make it look cool and fit the theme that they want. And I think they did a very good job with this, and we need to get some people to show the album some love.
Yeah, absolutely. And the music is good too. That's the thing. So yeah, we're drawn in by the name and the artwork, and then the music kind of fit everything that the name and the artwork was sort of trying to advertise to us, I guess, so to speak. But again, Meshuggah's, that song Marooned, the opening track, very much reminds me of a Meshuggah track. Dead Gods, that's another one that gives me Meshuggah.
That's my
vibes.
Favorite track on the album is Dead Gods. I mean, they're all really good, but that one,
yeah, for sure. Then that Threnody, which is very much an August Burns Red track, kind of, for me, not the whole way through, but that's the one that first even made that click into my head, the more the upbeat drums and just the whole instrumentation in the first 2 minutes or so gave me sort of metalcore August Burns Red vibes. And then there's that Hypostasis track, which is just a 7-minute djent fest.
Yeah, that song is really cool too. I like that one quite a bit.
Yeah, so I think that one was, between that and Threnody were probably my two favorite tracks, because I did kind of the slight metalcore-ish feel to Threnody. But yeah, I mean, these guys are definitely underrated for what we're seeing here on Spotify. I mean, it doesn't help, I suppose, you know, that we haven't gotten anything new from these guys since 2018, which hey, I mean, this is new to me, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully, I mean, we get something new from these guys, because this 2018 release, Anathema, is solid, and maybe they just need the support and, you know, need to see that people want more. And to do that, I feel like, you know, the more people that go check these guys out, give them a follow, like give them that boost, because I would love to see kind of where they would go from here, you know, from this 2018 release, and to see kind of what the next, they would sound like now. Exactly. Yeah. What's the next step?
Yeah. So definitely, if you're a fan of Meshuggah and all the, you know, heavier, genty bands, definitely check them out.
Absolutely.
I just realized, like, as we were going through our list, that we kind of went, like, not necessarily from the softest to the heaviest, but, like, we're definitely, like, scaling up here with the the last band.
That is true. I didn't realize that either. And before we go into this band, I wasn't fully shitting on Ohio, you know? Not fully shitting on Ohio. So, with that being said, our next band is Fathom from Ohio.
Now he's backpedaling.
We've probably been at shows together, like. Oh man,
I think there's just that like PA Ohio rivalry. It's like,
that's true
for me. It's just kind of like a jokey thing. Like, I don't actually care. Like, Ohio is just like an extension of PA or vice versa. Like,
yeah, same thing with like Pittsburgh and Philly. Like that rivalry. Like,
yeah,
I don't care. It is,
I mean,
it
I
is.
Don't even really watch sports to have like the sports rivalries, so it doesn't really
sports,
matter to me.
And I'm not a Philadelphia sports fan, obviously. Same with Cleveland sports. But at the end of the day, you know, we can all get together, listen to a good metal record, and just, yeah, you know, we can have similarities, and, you know, break bread over common, you know, things that we do like. And I think music is a great way to do that. So
yeah, exactly.
I've been to shows in Philly. I've been to shows in Cleveland. I've been to shows in Cincinnati. I've been to shows in Columbus. I've been to all over Ohio, so, and, you know, obviously in Philadelphia. So I love everyone. Let's get into this.
Yeah, so this band Fathom, they are a blackened deathcore band from Ohio. I feel like they have a little bit of the like progressiveness to it, kind of.
There's a little bit of like symphonic stuff that sometimes gets like associated with progressive music. They have some like prog elements,
yeah,
I would say.
And I mean, they have a very like Black Dahlia Murder kind of sound to them, which I know oftentimes gets lumped into like progressive deathcore or like tech death kind of labels often. So, and since I would compare them to them quite a bit, especially like the higher register, like harsh vocals, kind of, yeah, has that like Trevor, like that sort of pterodactyl kind of like,
yeah,
that's, scream,
for lack of a
better way of describing it.
That was kind of my first thought when I heard that vocal style as well. Instrumentally, I get a lot of like Flesh God Apocalypse, maybe Fallujah, but not as like melodic. But sometimes,
yeah. Yeah, I can definitely see that.
There's this blackened deathcore-ish band. I don't know if they would be considered deathcore. There's a three-piece band that I saw once with a friend of mine from college who was into black metal. Like, that was just his thing. And he dragged me to some shows. I'm not a huge black metal guy. People get real into that shit, and it's kind of terrifying. But I went and saw Tom Warrior from Celtic Frost has another band, and I forget what the hell it's called. But anyways, the band that opened for them was called Black Anvil. And they were considered like black and deathcore. Like, I think that's even what they called themselves. And I can see some similarities to those guys, just with some of the stuff that I've listened to from Fathom. I wouldn't say it's a direct comp, but these are just things that kind of pop into my head when I listen to music. It's just like I haven't thought of that band Black Anvil, and I think I saw them in like 2011. Like, it's been that long. So
yeah, I've never heard of them, so
you should check them out. You might like them. If I don't even know, do they exist anymore? I have no idea. But that was another thing that popped into my head listening to these guys. And I think, honestly, just seeing blackened deathcore as a descriptor, I think even, like, triggered that to pop into my head.
It kind of, like, not necessarily that they sound alike, but I feel like, and I've talked about this band before, Worm Shepherd. It's like, if you like Worm Shepherd, I think you'd like Fathom. Yeah. So for anyone who listened and saw my list and heard me talk about Worm Shepherd throughout the year, last year, I think Fathom is worth a listen for you. And they've got a full length album called The Lurking Gloom. And the album artwork actually looks very Black Dahlia Murder-esque. It's got like a color, like a single color. And
I'm just looking at it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then that album actually just dropped last year. And then they also have two EPs, Malevolent Auras and Imprisoned, all which are really sick album names. So, yes. So yeah, in addition to cool artwork and, you know, and interesting music, they've got, cool album names too. So it's, you know, like we talked about with Age of Kronos, they kind of got the whole package going on. So.
Absolutely. And yeah, I think the song that sort of encompasses all of the things, you know, like the blackened-ish style with like the symphonic, maybe like a little bit of progressive elements, gives you the Black Dahlia vibes, but also gives you like the Flesh God vibes and all that stuff. I think a good song, like if you're just going to listen to one, for me, I think it's The Sentient Passage. I feel like that gives a good sort of all-encompassing, you know, if you listen to that song, it kind of gives you a good picture of like, you know, what these guys sound like.
Yeah, I definitely agree. That's a solid track. I also really liked Sunless was another a good one as well. Both from the newest album, The Lurking Gloom.
Yeah. Yep.
They also have the you know, typical death metal, deathcore band name that like you can't read it. It's like that.
They do crazy like the font. Like tree, like the yeah, where it's like just vines like all the different and like the bleeding stuff. Like vine looking things where it's like, is this, are there actually letters in there?
Yeah.
That's how you know it's heavy, unless like, although bands like Polyphia do that shit too. So
it's like, I think it now it's like it's kind of done as like parody that bands do it because it's like such a like metal stereotype now.
That is true.
I honestly I like
the stereotype. It's funny to me.
Yeah, I think it is funny when bands parody it, but I also like actually think it looks cool too. So like it doesn't bother me. I know some people are like, enough with it. Just make your band name readable.
But Times I New Roman, cool. Damn it.
Yeah. Comic Sans. That would be an absurd album title or album artwork. This is like Comic Sans font.
No, that's, you name your album Times New Roman, but you put it in that ridiculous metal font.
That would be funny. That's a good way to parody it.
I like that. Oh, man. But anyways, Fathom, blackened deathcore from Ohio, Black Dahlia Murder, Flesh God Apocalypse, Fallujah, Black Anvil, maybe. I don't know. You know, lots of cool comps. One full length called The Lurking Gloom, which dropped last year. Two EPs. Definitely go check these guys out. Give them a follow. Support them any way you can. Same goes for every band we've just talked about today. You know, we really enjoy doing this because it gives us a chance to even dive more. Like a lot of these bands, you know, a song popped up, right? Like one track popped up during a, like, you know, we stopped listening to an album and it created a random playlist for us and one song popped up and we favorited it. And then like, you know, going back through, this kind of gives us a reason, an excuse, whatever you want to call it, to go listen to a band's entire discography. So we really discover a lot of music doing this. And the reason we share it with you guys is because we think that it's something that you would want to discover as well. So,
yeah, I feel like that's a thing with like progressive music, is people just love discovering like new bands. And I think there is a scene of people that just like attending like local shows and discovering new up and coming bands. Like there's kind of something to the progressive genre of music and fan
that you just always want more. We're not just waiting for that new Taylor Swift record to drop every year or every other year. We're always we're just constantly trying to find new music.
Yeah. While we wait for the next Taylor Swift album.
Exactly.
To drop.
I mean, we're not ruling out T-Swizzle here. We're big fans.
yeah.
We're going to put her on the next Hidden Gems.
Yeah, she's so hidden.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. All we didn't find out about her until she broke Ticketmaster or whatever.
Yeah, until they were selling tickets for like $40,000 or whatever.
Oh, man.
That absurdity.
Anyway, so just to recap, so Divided by Design, progressive metal, instrumental, a little bit of vocals here and there, Dream Theater, Periphery, Pliny, Interval Vibes, definitely check them out. Crossing the Rubicon, another instrumental progressive metal band. They're the ones with all the saxophone. Definitely check it out if you're a big fan of sax and metal. Space Weather. Local boys represent prog metal, rock, post-prog, swancore, whatever the hell you want to call their genre. Dance Gavin Dance-esque, you know, Idola, Royal Coda, very similar there. So definitely check those guys out if you're fans of that kind of stuff. Age of Kronos, prog metal or gent from Colombia. We comped them to Meshuga, Periphery, a little bit of metalcore stuff. So August Burns Red. I think you threw Modern Day Babylon out there. So, if you like any of those bands, definitely check out Age of Kronos, Kronos with a K. And then last band we talked about was Fathom, Black and Deathcore. We comped them to like Black Dahlia Murder meets Flesh God Apocalypse. Fallujah, I think we threw around. So definitely check them out if you're into any of those comps. And keep an eye out. We're going to try to do more of these, obviously. This is one of our favorite segments to do, so we're going to keep it rolling. Also, just throwing it out there, we have a giveaway going on right now. We're giving away a copy of Language by The Contortionist. It is signed by the band. It is free to enter if you're following us on social media, so definitely do that.
Yeah, we haven't had a huge amount of entries, so your odds would be pretty high of winning. So
I was going to say, definitely. At this point, shit, you might be like, it might just be a coin flip between you and whoever, the one person that's joined so far. No, we have a few, but...
Yeah, but the odds would still be good. Like, it's not like you're trying to win the lottery or anything, and your odds are like 1,000,000 to 1 or... even lower than that, honestly, but
yeah, exactly. So definitely if you have any interest in that, jump on. And
when did you say the drawing date was, just so in case people are listening to this in the future and don't try to like enter? Is it the 13th? I think
I honestly don't remember. Maybe I'll change it. Maybe I'll make it further. No,
just I keep on moving it.
It sounds right, but it might be the 17th. So we make I don't sure. remember.
Double check. Contest will run until the 17th. You gave
17th.
It. So February 17th. So just if anyone's listening to this in the future, we don't want them to be like disappointed by like, oh shit.
Yeah. So you have till February 17th to enter. You can enter on any of our social media pages or all of our social media pages if you want to try to double dip. All your entries count. Just check out the rules on our official giveaway post. There's one on each of our social media pages, except for TikTok. Although if you check TikTok out, there might be a chance to get a little extra entry if you go watch our most recent, of this, you know, our only giveaway post on TikTok.
Yeah.
So if you go check that out, you might, you know, maybe get an extra entry somehow. You'll have to go check it out to find out. So,
ooh, tease.
thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully, this led to you guys discovering some cool new music. And definitely support these bands as much as you can. If there's any bands listening to this, Feel free to reach out to us. We love to discover new music, and we'd be happy to check your stuff out. If we do like it, it's possible that it could end up on one of these. So
yeah, it's a great way to discover music is when they reach out to us directly.
That does help.
Yeah, it makes it we don't have to rely on an algorithm to feed us cool stuff. So
exactly. So yeah, I mean, feel free to reach out to us. Or if you have any bands that you guys like that feel like, you know, that you feel deserves more recognition, send them our way as well. We're always looking to discover new stuff. So
yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, thanks again, guys. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks.